One is Grantha Bhagavat and another Vyakti Bhagavat. So every day we are reading from Grantha Bhagavat. But today, appearance day of two Vyakti Bhagavat, person Bhagavat, Shyamananda Prabhu and Vamsivadan Thakur. It is said that there is so many Vaishnavas in our Gaudiya Vaishnava line. But Shyamananda Prabhu is such a Vaishnava in whose forehead the tilak was marked by the divine hand of Radharani herself. Radharani, out of his compassion and causeless mercy, she was pleased with her Shyamananda Prabhu to topmost extent, and she accepted as Shyamananda as her maid servant, like Manjari. Shyamananda Prabhu is Kanaka Manjari in Radha Krishna's pastimes. Generally, all Vaishnavas, they got mercy directly first from Krishna. Everyone worship Krishna. Vaishnavas, they see Krishna. And many Vaishnavas, they achieve perfection. They saw Krishna first. But Shyamananda Prabhu is such a Vaishnava. Who appeared to him? Radharani appeared to him first with her Sakhi Lalita and Radha. They saw their special mercy to Shyamananda Prabhu. This tilak is, Shyamananda tilak is described as Nasardhang Kesaparjantam Urdhapandram Susobhanam Madhe Kripa Bindu Juktam Tilakam Shyama Mohanam. Shyamananda tilak, Radharani herself marked that tilak in Shyamananda Prabhu's forehead, start beginning from the middle of the nose and goes up to the hair, and there is Krupa Bindujukta. Radharani, out of her affection, he tossed again that special Nupur in the middle of the tilak. This Krupa Bindu. So such an exalted Vaishnava, Shyamananda Prabhu, he appeared in a Kavar family, just like Krishna appeared in a Vaishya family, in Gopa family. Kavar men's family, similarly, Shyamananda Prabhu appeared in a Kavar men's family. His father's name was Sri Krishna Mandal, mother was Durika Devi Dasi. There are two opinions about his birthplace. Some told that he was born on the bank of Subarnarekha River. There is a village named Dandeshwar. But some others, they gave opinion, no, his birthplace is near Khadagpur. It's called Dhurenda Bahadurpur, another village. From his very, and he was born, it was in 1456 Sakabda or 1534 Khristabda. He appeared in that family. From his very childhood, he was devoted to Krishna, Radha Krishna. His father was a great devotee also, just like Srila Prabhupada's father, Gaur Mohan Dev, was a great devotee of Krishna. Similarly, Shyamananda Prabhu's father, Sri Krishna Mandal, and his mother, Durika Devi Dasi, they were also great devotees of Radha Krishna. From his very childhood, Shyamananda was worshipping Radha Krishna. And he was not playing with other boys. He was always remained alone. He concentrated on his study, reading Sanskrit, grammar, all these things. His parents were very happy. But before Shyamananda appeared in their family, many other children were appeared and disappeared. They died after some time. That's why his parents were calling him as Dukhi. They gave him name Dukhi. They calling him as Dukhi. But actually he was most fortunate person because from his childhood he was worshipping Radha Krishna. When he grows and he become a young boy, he completed his school studies and he was always thinking about Radha Krishna's pastimes. His father Sri Krishna Mandal advised him, "My dear son, if you want to enter Radha Krishna's bhakti, then you must accept a spiritual master. Without spiritual master, bhakti not begins. So to start bhakti, you should accept first. First step is Guru Padashraya. You must accept a spiritual master." Sri Krishna Mandal is a devotee and he was also every day inviting many sadhus to his house. After feeding sadhus, then he was taking his meal every day. Just like Gaur Mohan Des, Srila Prabhupada's father also, following the same footsteps. So from different sadhus, Shyamananda was inquiring about the pure devotees of Krishna, to whom he could accept as a spiritual master. So many devotees, they suggested the name of Hridaya Chaitanya. One devotee, exalted devotee, a disciple of Gauridas Pandit, who was staying at Kalna. You may have went to Mayapur, and from Navadvip station, you go after two, three stations towards Howrah, then one station come Kalna. There is still the famous deity of Gaur Nitai in Thakurbadi. This place is known as Thakurbadi. Gauridas Pandit was an incarnation of Subal Sakha. In Krishna's pastime, he was Subal Sakha. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's pastimes, he appeared as Gauridas Pandit. One time, Gaur Nitai went to his house of Gauridas Pandit, after a long time. And Gaur Nitai stayed in his house and Gauridas Pandit was cooking himself for them. And he was taking care of them so nicely. Gaur Nitai, they have not even able to speak even to him that we have to go from your house now. 1 week passed away. Then one day Mahaprabhu told Gauridas, "Now we have to go out for preaching. We cannot stay in your house for lifetime." Gauridas told, "No, you cannot go. You have to stay here. If you leave me, I will also leave this body. There's no use of this body without your association." So in this way, finally Mahaprabhu called a carpenter and he cut a neem tree and he just Gaur and Nita, they sit down and the carpenter just seeing the actual form of Nitai Gaur, he carved two deities of Gaur Nitai. Exactly like Gaur Nitai, same, full-size deity. And now Mahaprabhu told Gauridas, "We keep these two deity, Gaur Nitai. There is no difference between myself and my deity form. To worship these two deity in your home, the same as worshipping me. So we have to go for preaching." Gauridas told, "Okay, if there is no difference between you and your deity, then let these deities go for preaching and you stay here." So Mahaprabhu told, "Let it happen." And immediately the deities started walking. And Gaur Nitai standing, deities started walking. He bewildered. Gauridas bewildered, "What is going on?" He took his stick and stop. They stopped the deities walking. Then again Gaur Nitai come out, told, "Okay, then we are going. You have to keep one set, cannot keep two set." So in this way, when Gaur Nitai also walked forward, then he again stopped them. "Stop!" In this way, Gaur Nitai was walking and sometimes deities were walking, he confused. And finally, Gaur Nitai goes away and deities remain there. Now Gauridas Pandit convinced that this Gaur Nitai is personally residing in this deity form in his home. And those deities were personally talking with Gauridas Pandit and they are eating from his hand also. Personal Gauridas Pandit cooking and feeding them because he was Subal Sakha. eternal associate of Krishna and Balaram. Gornita and Krishna Balaram, there is no difference. Brajendra Nandana Jai Sachisuta Haila Sai Balaram Haila Nitai. So in this way, this debt is in Gauridas Pandit's house. And Hriday Chaitanya was disciple of Gauridas. And he was also very exalted devotee. Who? Hriday Chaitanya. His name was actually Chaitanya Das. But because Lord Chaitanya entered his heart in one incident, and Gauridas Pandit saw his practically. One time, Gauridas Pandit went out for some work, and he gave the service of Gornita to his disciple Chaitanya Das. Jai Sri Sri Radha Ras Bihari Bhagavan ki jai. Gornita ki jai. Sitaram Lakshman Hanuman ji ki jai. So in the meantime, Gaur Purnima festival came, and so his Gauridas Pandit was not returning. Only one day is there for Gaur Purnima festival, Gaur Purnima. So he invited many Vaishnavas to organize and to have the Gaur Purnima festival. But in the just on the Gaur Purnima day, one night before, Gauridas Pandit come back and he saw that so many people were invited for this function here. He told his disciples, why you invited so many people without my permission? You cannot have festival here. You can do your festival somewhere else, not in my place. Without my permission, you invited so many peoples. So Hriday Chaitanya has to, he invited thousands of people. What can he do now? So he did the festival little far away in the middle of village. And when there was huge kirtan was going on, everyone is chanting and dancing, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram, Hare Hare. Then the Gaurnita, they ran away to the kirtan, sankirtan. They left the temple and went the place where the kirtan was going on. When Gauridas Pandit cooked his food and come to temple for offering, he saw there is no deity in temple. So he was also Subal Sakha, so he took a stick and just climbed the roof and he saw where is there. They saw that Gaurnita is dancing in kirtan. Told, okay, I am coming. I am cooking. Without my permission, you also left there. Okay. He took one stick and went to the kirtan place. Seeing Gauridas with stick, Mahaprabhu told Nitai, now he came, he will beat us. Let's go, leave this place. Nityananda is very expert. Somehow he left. But Mahaprabhu just remain there and very close. Now Gauridas is come very close to Mahaprabhu, Chaitanya. Then he is with stick, Gauridas sent a stick. Then Mahaprabhu immediately took a very subtle, a very small form and enter in the heart of Chaitanya Das. That is, Gauridas is seeing this pastime. From that day, Chaitanya Das become Hriday Chaitanya, in whose heart Gauranga Mahaprabhu resides. So he was such an exalted devotee. So many sadhus, they suggested Shyamananda, you accept Hriday Chaitanya as your guru. So finally, Shyamananda decided to accept him as guru. And because his parents were happy when they heard that our son is going to accept Hriday Chaitanya as his spiritual master. Same time, they are also little morose within, because they lose their only son, Shyamananda, from their, Dukhi, from their association. So one night, in middle of night, Shyamananda just woke up from his bed and ran away from home without the knowledge of his parents. He did not tell anything to his parents, because though they are devotees, but still they have attachment for their son, only son. So he left his home and after just ran away, like Raghunath Das Goswami was running from his home to Puri to meet Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Similarly, Shyamananda just left his home. After few days, he reached Kalna. One dark night, he just reached there and he took rest in the just outside the temple courtyard. And in the morning, he took the broom and just cleaning the temple courtyard and surrounding places. Hriday Chaitanya, in the morning, just come out and he saw this new person, one young boy who is the he just doing service without no one asked him. And he understood he is a great soul. He asked his, "Who are you? What is your name? Who from where? Which place you came?" Shyamananda immediately fell down at his feet and he exposed that he is Dukhi, his name is Dukhi, and his parents' name and his address, everything. Finally, Hruday Chaitanya gave him shelter there, to stay there, to give him permission to stay there. And he was so nicely serving Gaurnita's temple, he was not yet initiated. But by seeing his sincerity, after 1 year, Hruday Chaitanya told, "Now you are fit to take initiation." On Gaur Purnima day, he gave him initiation. He told, "Go shave your head, and Ganga is there in Kalna. You go and take a bath in Ganges and come back." Then he gave him name, Krishna Das. His home name was Dukhi. And Hruday Chaitanya gave name, Krishna Das. So now his name, Dukhi Krishna Das, in this way. And his Guru Hruday Chaitanya gave him the advantage of serving Gaur Nitai personally. So now Shyamananda gave the permission to serve Gaur Nitai. And every day regularly he was hearing Krishna Katha from the mouth of his Guru Hruday Chaitanya, every day hearing the Vrindavan pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Hearing Bhagavatam and Radha Krishna pastimes, he gradually developed a greed to come to Vrindavan and see the pastime places of Radha Krishna. But he was fearful within. If I will tell this to my Guru Maharaj, what he will feel? If I will tell like this, he was out of shyness. He could not express his feelings. So Guru is antarjami. One time he understood, he saw that his disciple is sometimes thinking something. Then he asked him, "Krishna Das, if you like, you can go sometimes also traveling. You can go to see some different places of the pastime places of Krishna." And in this way, he gave him permission to go out. Dukhi Krishna told, "Okay, Guru Maharaj, actually I have a desire to go to Vrindavan and see the pastime places of Radha Krishna." Immediately he got permission from Guru. Then he came to Vrindavan. In his first visit, he came to Vrindavan, then he visited many other places. He went to Jagannath Puri, then again come back to Guru. Then again, second time he came to Vrindavan. Hruday Chaitanya told him, "You go to Vrindavan and stay with Jiva Goswami. He is a very exalted Vaishnava, and with him also two other Vaishnavas were there. Who? Narottama and Srinivas. They are also studying Srimad Bhagavatam and Vaishnava philosophy with Jiva Goswami, and you go and accompany them. You stay with Jiva Goswami and become a learned scholar in Shastra also. For preaching, you must know the Shastra also." So in this way, now Shyamananda came to Vrindavan and he started staying with Jiva Goswami. Jiva Goswami was very pleased knowing that Shyamananda is a disciple of Hruday Chaitanya. And by seeing his sincerity and having a service motive for Radha Krishna, Jiva Goswami gave him a special service. What was the service? Brooming, the Seva Kunj area, Nidhivan and Seva Kunj, the Radha Krishna's intimate pastimes places. That time there was a whole forest. So he gave him broom and told, "This is your service. Every day in Brahma Muhurta you woke up and go to Seva Kunj and Nidhivan area and just clean the whole area, because this is the pastime place of Radha Krishna. Intimate pastimes were still going on. Adhyavadhi Nityalila Kare Gorarae Kono Kono Bhagyavan Dekhivare Paaye." Still Gauranga Mahaprabhu's pastimes, Radha Krishna's pastimes are going on. Only fortunate soul can see. So in this way Shyamananda Prabhu was doing that service for how many days? for 12 years continuously. In someone join in Rasbihari temple, Radha Rasbihari temple here in New Bhakta, you ask him to, this is your seva for 12 years. He will run away. 12 years just just cleaning the temple. This was not temple, this was forest, Vrindavan forest, and he was brooming the whole forest, cleaning whole forest area for 12 years continuously. Not absent in a single day, every day he was doing their service, and with love and affection, Priti Purvakam, he was doing their service with love. He was chanting Radha Krishna's pastimes. When he was doing his service, tears are flowing from his eyes. In separation of Radha and Krishna, remembering their pastimes, Shyamananda was continuously doing their seva for 12 years. After 12 years, he received mercy from Radharani. By doing their service continuously, his heart became cleansed. He became a clean heart. And now, according to guidance of Jiva Goswami, he was thinking Radha Krishna's pastimes in his mind every day, manasa seva. One night, Shyamananda was taking rest, and in Brahma Muhurta he saw a dream. In that dream he saw the Rasalila pastimes of Radha Krishna. There is a Rasa dance was going on, different musics with it, the gopis and manjaris, they are playing different musics. And Radha Krishna and many other gopis, they are dancing with Krishna. After a long time dancing, and Shyamananda was seeing it is now Brahmamurta appeared, then they just, gopis just, they all want to leave that place for their respective residences. But Shyamananda was seeing in dream that there is one ankle bell in the left, from the left feet of Radharani, just fallen or fell down that area without the knowledge of any gopi, manjari, or even knowledge of Radharani. No one have that knowledge. So after seeing that dream, he woke up, and he just like regularly, he took the broom in his hand and he went to those areas for sweeping, to cleaning. And just he saw the Nupur in his dream, and he found the same Nupur in the sand of in that forest, Sevakunj, in this area. He saw there is very shining, effulgent, this ankle bell, Nupur. It's golden Nupur, very shining. He just took it, and he understood whose Nupur is, because he has already seen this first time in dream. And tears were flowing from his eyes, and just took that Nupur in just one corner of his outer garment. He just put it and put a knot. He kept it very carefully. Just within a little while, one young girl appeared there, in the age of just like 13 or 14 years age, girl, extremely beautiful girl appeared, and she asked, "Oh brother, have you found something in this area? My Sakhi had lost one Nupur, one ankle bell from her left feet. Have you find something here?" Shyamananda told, "Yes, I found something, but I don't know to whom it belongs." And then that girl told, "This is belongs to my Sakhi. Give me that Nupur or that ankle bell to me. I will take it for her." Shyamananda told, "No, it is not possible. I cannot give you. I will hand over it to whom it belongs. Particular person, I will see it is actually it is matching to his feet or not. In this way, practically after I measuring it and I saw it that this is actually belongs to that person, then I can hand over." Not like that. You told that this belongs to me. What is the proof? Belongs to your Sakhi. I cannot hand over like this. But Lalita, this first girl who came, she was Lalita Devi. But she was convincing Shyamananda, no, this is belongs to my Sakhi. Please give. She is a princess. She cannot come to public in front of her. Just a person like you, they cannot come to everywhere. But Shyamananda told, whatever may be, I cannot hand over to you. This Nupur belongs to that person. She has to come personally here to take this Nupur. Then Lalita, first girl, disappeared after some time. Then again after a little while, she brought Radharani with her. Now Shyamananda said, two girls. One new girl came with him, wearing a blue garment, blue cloth, and extremely beautiful. And Shyamananda could not believe in his eyes, cannot see face to face. Then the second girl came. She told, yes, this is belong to me, give my Nupur to me. Shyamananda told, how your Nupur fell down here? You are a young girl. What you are doing in night time here? How is this Nupur come here? Radharani was outwardly become anger. And he saw her anger, become angry, and forcefully took this Nupur from the hand of Shyamananda. You have not to ask so many questions to us. You should know that this whole Vrindavan belongs to me. I am the mistress of Vrindavan, queen of Vrindavan. Now he could understand everything. Telling this, Radharani just snatched the Nupur from the hand of Shyamananda. Shyamananda was crying, tears flowing from his eyes. She just rolling on the braj dust in feet of Radharani. Then being very compassionate towards Shyamananda, Radharani just took that Nupur with braj dust and with in her divine hand, she just marked, put that Nupur on just half of his nose and put it upward. It just appeared like a tilak. Then he put again in the middle one bindu, one just spot in the middle. Then, showing her causeless mercy, they disappeared. Who? Radharani and Lalita. Now Shyamananda was just crying. He fainted there. After some time, he returned back his consciousness. Then with tears in his eyes, come back to Jiva Goswami and explained what happened. Now Jiva Goswami told, from today, no one should call you as Dukhi Krishna Das. You have received special mercy from the Shyama, Radha. So, from today, people will call you as Shyamananda. You was specially received mercy from Radharani herself. And this divine tilak in your forehead is made by Radharani herself in her divine hand, that will remain as your tilak forever. But the general public, they could not understand what was going on. Shyamananda, his name is now changed. His name is now, his name, Guru gave his name Krishna Das. Now Jiva Goswami changed his name. What? Shyamananda, his tilak is also changed. So the information went to his Guru, Hruday Chaitanya, Nikalna. Then Hruday Chaitanya became very angry. He wrote a letter to Jiva Goswami. I send my disciple to you to teach him Shastra. And what is going on there? You are such an exalted Vaishnava, and how you change the name of my disciple and his tilak? What is this? Jiva Goswami again returned another letter. He wrote another letter to Hruday Chaitanya. He told, actually Shyamananda told me this tilak and his name is given to him by you in dream. I did not give him name Tilak and all these things. You can come yourself personally and verify whole situation. So Hruday Chaitanya now confused again. What is going on? So he came with his many disciples to check out what is the situation. He came to Vrindavan from Kalna, from Bengal, walking. And there is a big Vaishnava Ishtagoshti. So many Vaishnavas, all of our brothers, they come. They came there. Then now Hruday Chaitanya, in front of all Vaishnavas and Jiva Goswami also sitting there, he told Shyamananda, Shyamananda, now I want to test you. How you have received this tilak, special tilak? This is not tilak of mine or my guru Gaurdas Pandit or any Gaudiya Vaishnava putting this tilak. You have special tilak, different from us. How this tilak come to your forehead? And who gave you name Shyamananda? I gave you name Krishnadas. How we become Shyamananda? Tell all this thing. Otherwise, I reject you as my disciple. Now whole Vaishnava will consider you as a Sahajiya. So Shyamananda told, okay, please give me 2 minutes. I will explain. And Shyamananda just started meditating to Radharani. And he saw in his meditation, in his samadhi, that Radharani was sitting in the exalted throne, and Lalita is just supplying betel nuts, pan to Radharani, and Visakha is serving with chamar. And so Shyamananda just, in his samadhi, he paid his obeisances to Lalita and told the situation, what to do now. Then Lalita told to Radharani, this Shyamananda, you saw special mercy to this Dukhi Krishnadas, and put this divine tilak. Now he has special situation, he has no problem with his guru, all these things. You do something. So Radharani immediately called Subala. Subala Sakha, who is a guru of Hruday Chaitanya. Subala Sakha is in Krishna's pastime, Gauridas Pandit. So Subala came. All this Shyamananda is seeing in his samadhi. Gauridas Subala Sakha, who is Gauridas Pandit, he came. He told, okay, you tell this Shyamananda, he will go and tell his guru, Hruday Chaitanya, that his param guru, Gauridas Pandit, gave him this name and tilak. Now I am in my own hand, right? Not only this tilak, now I am writing in his heart. What? Shyamananda, his name is, I am writing in my own hand. So now he can tell his guru. If he has doubt, then if he can take it out with water or any other things, using soap or water, anything, if he can able to erase or take out this tilak and name, then it will that his guru is right. You tell him. So now, when Vaishnavas did huge kirtan, then Shyamananda woke up suddenly. Now he told, okay. He paid his obeisance to his guru. Now he told, oh Gurudev, actually this tilak and my name, now you see in my heart, there is name is written also. What is? Shyamananda. This tilak is, and this name is given by you, through my param guru, Gauridas Pandit. He gave these things. Now you can, if you want, you can just erase all these things and take these things out. So Hruday Chaitanya thought, oh, I came here to test this thing, so let it be like that. So he brought some water and first put water and try to just erase these things. First time he was able, he saw that gradually it is just getting clean. But Shyamananda again shouted, oh Radhe, hey Lalite, please help me. Don't make me as a cheater in front of my guru. So again, everyone saw that this tilak again shine like 10 times more than before. Looks very shining tilak. And his name also, shining like anything. Now Gauridas Pandit put water and so many things and try to erase it, but he was in failure. He could not successful. So finally Shyamane Hruday Chaitanya understood this is actually he has received a special mercy from Radharani. In this way, Shyamananda become very famous in Brajamandala and Gauramandala as a special devotee, having received mercy from Radharani. From that day, everyone called him as Shyamananda. So Shyamananda Prabhu ki jai. But after this incident, his guru also remained sometimes in Vrindavan. Then with his guru, Shyamananda Prabhu went to see some other pastime places of Radha Krishna. There is Parikrama, Brajamandala Parikrama with his guru. But wherever there is Radha Krishna's pastimes, Shyamananda Prabhu was showing a bhava in Madhurya Rasa. He was in Gopi Bhava, in Manjari Bhava, because he is Kanaka Manjari. Radharani gave him special service in her Nikunja. But his guru, Uday Chaitanya, seeing this, he told, "What is this? I am a guru of you and I am in Sakya Bhava. How you are this Gopi Bhava? Give up this Gopi Bhava. Accept the Sakya Bhava in our line. Our guru, Gauridas Pandit was Subal Sakha. We have Sakya Bhava. Give up this, what? Sakhi Bhava. This Manjari Bhava, this Gopi Bhava." Shyamananda very humbly he told, "Gurudev, please excuse me. This mood is directly come to me due to the causeless mercy of Radharani. I cannot give up this mood or this service mood. This is my eternal position. It is not possible for me. Please excuse me. You are my spiritual master. I have no other shelter other than your feet. But still, I cannot give up this sakhi mood, this manjari bhav." Then Hruday Chaitanya became very angry. He took his own utariya. And some places he mentioned that even if he started beating him. To whom? Shyamananda. He told, "Then get out from him. I have no relation with you." Then that night, Hruday Chaitanya was sleeping in night and he saw a dream. In dream, Gauranga Mahaprabhu appeared to him. And he saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu has his outer garment or his uttariya. It is soaked with blood. It's red. And it's just this. Then Hruday Chaitanya was asking, "Mahaprabhu, what happened? Why your uttariya is, or your outer garment is soaked with blood? How it drenched with blood? Who did it like this? How you are appeared in such a strange way?" Mahaprabhu told, "This is your mercy." He told, "What? What I did? Because you have beaten whom? Shyamananda. I appeared in this world to preach this Madhurya Ujjala Rasa. And if Shyamananda accepted that bhava, what is problem with you? You did not know Shyamananda is my other self, just not any difference from me. He is a special soul. That is his eternal position as a manjari in Radha's pastime, Radha Krishna's pastimes. Radharani herself accepted him as her associate, as Kanaka Manjari. So now Hruday Chaitanya understood and he immediately fell down in feet of Mahaprabhu, Gauranga Mahaprabhu. He told, "Please excuse me. Please excuse me. Please tell me, what can I do something to make myself free from this offense?" Then Mahaprabhu told him, "Okay, you can serve the Vaishnavas. Do at least 12 great festivals in pleasure of Vaishnavas. Telling this, Mahaprabhu disappeared. Then Hruday Chaitanya woke up. In the morning, then he searched for Syamananda. Then he told everything in front of Jiva Goswami and Syamananda, how, what happened, how Mahaprabhu chastised him in dream. Hearing about this, Syamananda told, okay, Gurudev, I myself will take charge of this festival. Eh? It's called Dwadasa Mahotsav, 12 festivals that Syamananda Prabhu organized on behalf of his Guru to please all the Vaishnavas of Vrindavan and Navadip. Thousands of Vaishnavas came and there is a great festival. And there is every day a great feast for all the Vaishnavas. They are chanting and hearing. Devotees are doing that kirtan. Even nowadays also this festival is going on. So in this way, now Syamananda become very famous. And Jiva Goswami now saw that the Syamananda, Narottama and Srinivas, they already studied so long with him. They almost finished studying Bhagavatam. Now they should go for preaching. Preaching is the essence, Prabhupada told. If you read so many scriptures, then you must preach it. One day Jiva Goswami called these three Prabhus, Syamananda, Narottama and Srinivas, then told them, now you have to go for preaching. You go to Bengal and Odisha and Bangladesh, all this Manipur area. You should go take these Goswami literatures and distribute them and preach this bhakti cult all over India. Jiva Goswami prepared there. That time there was no Sankirtan bus. So there was bullock cart. Jiva Goswami organized a bullock cart having two big boxes made of wood, wooden boxes called Sindhuka. In Odisha and Bengal they called it Sindhuka. And books are preserved within those boxes and they are loaded with bullock cart, and there are so many bodyguards. He also gave some sipais to guard these books. They are invaluable books. Written in the own hand of Goswamis, Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, Gopal Bhatta Goswami, they wrote those books in their own hand. In this way, leader become Srinivas Acharya was the Sankirtan leader. This is the first Sankirtan party, traveling Sankirtan party organized by Jiva Goswami with these three Prabhus. Syamananda accompanied them. Then when they crossed the border of UP, they enter Bihar. And Bihar and Bengal border, there was a village called Banavishnupur. And there was one king, his name was Bir Hammir. He was a king by name, but actually he was a thief. He was actually plundering the citizens, those travelers, those who were passing through his kingdom. If someone stays there in night, then definitely he would be plundered by the king. Same thing happened to this Sankirtan party. Syamananda, Narottama and Srinivas, they took rest in that village in night. And the king had an astrologer. He could say what is the things with this traveling party is going, whether they have any valuable materials with them or not. Seeing this traveling party with two bullock carts and so many things, this king asked this astrologer, what is this party? They have any valuable things with them? Then he just calculated. He told, they have so much valuable, I cannot calculate it. Calculation is not possible. So king become very happy. So in night he sent his soldiers and they stole everything. When they are taking rest, they took everything, all the box, whole wooden box, they took. In the morning, Syamananda and Srinivas Narottama, they woke up, they saw everything is lost. So in this way, Srinivasa just remained there and Syamananda and Narottama just come to their own places for preaching. And after some time, Srinivasa Acharya, he was a specific, he was a very expert in preaching Bhagavatam. He was a Bhagavat Pandit. So, somehow or other, the king has then a habit of hearing Bhagavatam every day, though he was a wicked man. So when Srinivas Acharya heard this, he went to king and he every day he explained Bhagavatam, especially Rasa Panchadhyayi from 10th canto. After hearing the explanation of Rasa Panchadhyayi from Srinivas Acharya, the king become, his heart become melted. He became a changed person. He now understood these books are belongs to this sadhu. Finally, the king become his disciple and he handed all the shastras to Srinivas Acharya. In this way, Shyamananda and Narottama and Srinivas, they preached in Odisha, Bihar, Bengal, now Bangladesh, Manipur, whole area. Second time, Shyamananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan, again to see the lotus feet of Jiva Goswami and his beloved deities, Madan Mohan, Govinda, Gopinath. And he also established one temple in Vrindavan. It's called Radha Shyamasundar Temple. So when Shyamananda Prabhu came to Vrindavan this time, one time in Seva Kunj, he was sitting and chanting holy names, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. When chanting, he heard one voice from sky, some voice is telling loudly, Shyamananda, you have to return back to Orissa now. One person, his name is Rasik Murari, he is waiting for you, for taking. He is searching for one guru and he is very dear to me. You go and accept him as your disciple. Please go to Odisha now. Shyamananda, sir, no one is here. Who is speaking? He understood this is the voice from Krishna. Shyamananda telling, I just reached Vrindavan. How can I leave Vrindavan? Okay, I will go. He should wait for some time to take initiation from me. I will go after some time. Then he neglected this instruction. But next day again, Jiva Goswami called Shyamananda, told Shyamananda, there is some exalted person, someone in Orissa, his name is Rasik Murari. Even Krishna is instructing, you should go and accept him as a disciple. See, that person is so dear to Krishna. That's why he told, Krishna Kripate, Guru Mile, Guru Kripate, Krishna Mile. Now Krishna, Rasika Murari is searching for Guru and he was praying to Krishna for a Guru. So one should pray Krishna for a Guru. And if Krishna selects someone as your Guru, then you will not be get cheated. Krishna knows who is his pure devotee. That's why now Shyamananda was forced to come back to Orissa. And he reached that place where Rasikananda was staying with his father Achyuta. He was a king. His father, Rasikananda Prabhu's father, was a king. He was a king's son, very rich. But still, Rasikananda was his own son. And there's in a Bhagavat Katha was going on, both king and his son, they were sitting there. The king of Rayana. But Ghatsila, there is another place the Bhagavat Katha was going on. And Shyamananda, according to Krishna's instruction with his followers, just chanting and dancing, tears are flowing from his eyes. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. After seeing Shyamananda from a distant place, from a distance, that Rasika Murari understood this person is definitely sent by Krishna to me as my spiritual master. All the astrosattvic symptoms are in his body. Eight symptoms of devotional symptoms are in his body. So finally Shyamananda Prabhu accepted Rasika Murari as his disciple. He is known as Rasikananda after. He became his principal disciple and Shyamananda also gave him order. You must also preach simultaneously and accept disciples also, because you are such a pure devotee, even Krishna recognized you as a devotee. So you can also take disciples and preach with me. So both guru and though Rasikananda was a disciple of Samananda, but with permission of Samananda, he also became a guru. Both of them simultaneously preaching in Orissa and accepting disciples. There is another disciple of Samananda Prabhu, his name was Radha Damodar. He was a classmate of Rasika Murari. He was a Brahmin. He was born in a very exalted Brahmin family. He was a very great Sanskrit scholar. So he was doing some bhakti, but sometimes he was also attracted for yoga, jnana, all these things. He was also every day perform some yoga practice, all these things. But Rasikananda was thinking, this, if this Radha Damodar become a great devotee and accepted the Vaishnavism, then it will be very nice for our preaching movement. One time he took Samananda to his house of Radha Damodar. Radha Damodar, he welcomed Samananda and Rasika Murari, and they stay sometimes in his house and they have some discussion about bhakti. Finally, this Radha Damodar accepted that bhakti is supreme. Without bhakti, no one can achieve Krishna. But same time, he was thinking, he is born in a coward family, in a Vaishya family. I am a Brahman, how can I accept him as a guru? It is not possible. If he is some speciality, then he should show some extraordinary activities to me, some vibhuti, if he has some special position, pure devotee. When it was in his mind, Rasikananda was requesting Samananda, please, Gurudev, deliver this soul. So like every day, Radha Damodar went one time to do his meditation. He was going to nearby jungle. There was a river, Kharva river, small river. In river bank, he was doing his meditation. Meditating on Krishna, doing some asana and meditation, and a Brahman. Suddenly, when he was just about to do his meditation, he saw just nearby, underneath a tamal tree, Krishna is standing, Shyamasundar Krishna is standing in his three bending form, having flute in his hand, in such a beautiful form of Krishna. And he saw in the left side, Shyamananda is sitting in his feet and is personally doing Sringar of Krishna. He is decorating Krishna personally in his own hand. Krishna is accepting his service. Seeing that scene, now Radha Damodar become understood what is the position of Samananda. He fainted there. He lost his consciousness. When he woke up again, he saw nothing is there. Then he come back to his home. Then he paid his obeisances to Samananda. Before he is telling anything to Samananda, Samananda told, okay, Radha Damodar, you have seen today Krishna in your meditation place in forest. How it is for you? Did you like it? So now Radha Damodar understands that Samananda is a pure devotee. In this way, still he has doubt. He is a Vaishya, I am a Brahmana, how can I take initiation? Then another day, he saw Samananda was chanting his Mahamantra in his bidbag. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And he saw there is a divine, threat on Samananda's body. You are just so effulgent, like millions of sun. He was also himself shining, so in shining form of Samananda. And after seeing that divine form of Samananda and with his sacred thread, now he fell down at his feet. And finally he took initiation from Samananda. There are two principal disciples of Samananda who preached him in his preaching mission, Rasikananda and Radha Damodar. Then Samananda preached wherever Samananda goes for preaching, he was victorious. He came to Remuna, Kirochara Gopinath. That time Kirochara Gopinath was just almost lost. The deities were not there because of the Muslim invaders. There's one person in Odisha known as Kalapahar. He broke so many temples, he destroyed so many temples and deities in Odisha. So because of this Muslim invaders, the pujaris, they hide the Gopinath deity underneath a tamarind tree, imli tree. They're putting there, and just because Gopinath is in one stone form, just they hide there because Muslims will take it and break it. So people are thinking this is a Devi. They're putting so many sindoors and turmeric powders on that stone, and no one could understand this is a Krishna deity. When Shyamananda went to Ramana, then he was crying, searching for Gopinath. Where is that Gopinath who has stolen kheer for Madhavendra Puri? Where is my Gopinath, kheer chor Gopinath? He cried day and night. He even gave up his eating and drinking. He was simply fasting and crying for Krishna. So in dream, Gopinath came to him. He told Shyamanand, my pujaris throw me here underneath this Imli tree, this tamarind tree. And I am waiting for a long time for you, just like Gopal was waiting for Madhavendra Puri. I am also waiting for you. When Shyamananda will come and again establish my worship. In this way, the present day temple now we are seeing in Ramana, that is constructed by Shyamananda Prabhu. He took the deity again from the from underneath the tree, and he established the deity again in Gopinath temple, Kheerchor Gopinath. And that is his preaching headquarter, one of the Gopinath temple, and again Gopi Vallabhpur, another place where Rasikananda Prabhu was preaching, Gopi Vallabh Rai, in bank of Subarnarekha River. So in this way, Shyamananda Prabhu, wherever he was going, people were accepting as his spiritual master. That was a glorious period in his life. But there is one person, his name was Nrisingha Rai. He was a demoniac person. He was always chastising Vaishnavas. And he was such a person, just like Jagai Madhai, not caring for anyone, though he was a very rich person, like king, but he was an atheist. So Shyamananda thought, we must also deliver this person. Whatever may be, he may be beat us like Madhai beat Nityananda, but still we must take risk and go to deliver this person. So one time Rasikananda, Shyamananda both together went to that person. Everyone is telling, don't go to him. He says, he will come with with his danda, with his stick, and beat you. But still Shyamananda and Rasikananda went to his door front. But surprisingly, that man come out of his home and very humbly pay his full dandavat pranam to Shyamananda and Rasikananda. Everyone is telling, what is this? Then Shyamananda inquired to him, I heard so many things about you, that you are such a wicked person, you have caused so many harm to so many Vaishnavas, but now you are seeing so humble. It's quite opposite. Then that man, Nrisingha Rai, explained, last night I saw Gauranga Mahaprabhu in dream, and he told me, tomorrow morning Shyamananda will come to you. He is none other than me. He is very dear devotee to me. If you will not accept Shyamananda as your spiritual master, as your guru, and you will not accept this Hare Krishna Mahamantra, then your whole family will get destroyed. I will destroy you personally. He was in very angry mood, he told me like that in dream. So that's why now Nrisingha Rai also became a devotee. In this way, Shyamananda Prabhu met many people. And Rasikananda also even made devotee to the elephants. A mad elephant, Gopal Hasti. He became a great devotee after. A mad elephant. One time, the king of Mayurbhanj, one district in Odisha, he was also demoniac. He saw that this Rasikananda is preaching so many Shyamananda, the Vaishnava cult, he called one time Rasikananda. And he thought, if you are a pure devotee, then you must give proof now. There is a mad elephant. That elephant killed many peoples before. So just king throw Rasikananda in front of that elephant. Everyone is crying, shouting, hey, what is going on? King is throwing him in front of this mad elephant. But this mad elephant, very humbly sit down and pay pay her obeisances to Rasikananda. And Rasikananda gave him mantra diksha to that elephant in his ear. Rasikananda told, your name is Gopal Hasti from today. Your name is Gopal. Gopal Hasti. And he told him to chant, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Even the elephant become great devotee. So now king understood the position of Rasikananda and Shyamananda. And so many stories in Orissa, fine. In whole Orissa, the priest, Orissa and especially Bengal, Bihar, half of Bihar, or this Shyamananda, Rasikananda, the priest whole area. Krishna consciousness. In this way, Shyamananda Prabhu leave this mortal world, enter in Nitya Lila, in Asada Krishna Trayadasi, Tithi. And Rasikananda entered in the body of Gopinath. Rasikananda did not leave his body. When in Kirtan, he was doing Kirtan, and in front of all the devotees, he simply entered into Gopinath. Never leave body. So this is this, just few pastimes in brief, I told about Shyamananda because time is already past. And today is also divine appearance of Bansibadan Thakur. Very few people knows about Bansibadan Thakur. He also known as Bansibadanananda Thakur. In short, devotees also call him as Bansi Das. He is not the same Bansi Das you have heard about from whom Bhaktivinoda Saraswati Thakur was attached. He is different. He is Bansibadan Thakur. After Chaitanya Mahaprabhu took sannyas, and Bansibadan Thakur was in his home, in home of Jagannath Mishra and Sachimata. He was taking care of Vishnu Priya Devi and Sachimata. Especially, he got so much mercy from Vishnu Priya Devi. Bansibadan Thakur is considered as an incarnation of Krishna's flute. His father was Madhav Das, who was a great associate of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Madhav Das, it is mentioned in Chaitanya Chandradoya Natak by Kavi Karnapur, in 9th chapter, 33 verse, that Mahaprabhu Chaitanya, when he came to Bengal from Puri, after taking sannyas, he went to Puri, and from Puri he came to also Bengal for taking bath in Ganges and see his mother, and in this way he has to go Vrindavan. So in that journey, he stayed 7 days in house of Madhav Das, in Kuliagram. He stayed 7 days there. And when Mahaprabhu was staying in this house of Madhav Das, and Adita Acharya also present in his house, this boy, Bansi Badan Thakur, he appeared, he took birth in that family. So he was so glorious. Even in presence of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in his home, he appeared in this world. And that's why he's very exalted, considered as exalted devotee in our parampara. And especially he took care of Vishnu Priya Devi. When Vishnu Priya Devi disappeared, now you are seeing the deity of Mahaprabhu in Navadip. He was in Mayapur. The deity was in Mayapur, but after Vishnu Priya Devi disappeared, Bansibadan Thakur took that deity to Navadip. Navadip is called also Kuliagram. He took that deity there, and he established the deity there in Navadip, Bansibadan Thakur, and he worshipped personally the deity in that place. He was also a great poet. Bansibadan Thakur also a poet. He composed many songs glorifying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda, and Vishnu Priya Thakurani, some pastimes also he composed in his song. So in this way, in brief I told about Bansibadan Thakur. He is also an exalted Vaishnava. And today is also Balaram Rasa Yatra. Balaram Rasa Yatra. What is Balaram Rasa Yatra? Jaya Rama Ghata Jaya Rohini Nandan. Balaram is Rohini Nandan. He performed his Rasa Lila pastimes in Ram Ghat. In Braj, there is bank of Jamuna, there is place Ramghat. From Dwaraka, Balaram once came to Vrindavan and he stays here for 2 months, Chaitra and Vaishakha. 2 months he remained in Vrindavan, and during those times, every night, Balaram was doing rasa dance pastimes with the gopis in Vrindavan, just to pacify the gopis. But those gopis who are dancing with Balaram, they are not the same gopis with those who are dancing with Krishna. There are two groups of different gopis. Those who are attracted in conjugal love to Balaram, they are in Sakya Bhav to Krishna. And those who are conjugal love with Krishna, they have Sakya Bhav to Balaram. So Balaram's group of gopi were different from the gopis, those who are dancing with Krishna. So Balaram came here and performed Rasalila pastimes. As you know from Bhagavatam, 10th canto, 65th chapter, it is described as Balaram's pastimes, Rasalila pastimes. How Balaram, on this Purnima day, Chaitra Purnima day, he come to this Ramghat, bank of Jamuna, and Varunadev supplied, Varuni, her daughter, Varunadev sent her daughter, service of Balaram, and after drinking so much Varuni, Balaram, now maiden, all the gopis also with him, Balaram having red eyes, and he just called Jamuna, "You come nearby, I want to have pastimes in your water." But Jamuna considered that he is just drunk, so much Varuni. Now he is not in consciousness, in proper consciousness, I shouldn't go. So Jamuna did not come. Now Balaram became angry, took his plow. Told you, rascal river, you don't want to come. Now I teach you a lesson. Balaram, I will drag you forcefully towards me. I will make you so many, I will scratch you so many places. I make you so many, so many, divide you in so many ways. Now with fearful condition of Jamuna, forced to come and pray to Balaram for his offenses. And Balaram has pastimes in Jamuna water. So this pastime today Chaitra Purnima, Balaram's Rasalila pastimes happened in Ramghat. And also Basanta Ras, Krishna's Rasalila pastimes in a year, in two periods, in Sarat Purnima, this is called Ras Purnima. That Rasalila pastimes are in bank of Jamuna, in Vrindavan, when Krishna was standing underneath the Bansi Bhat and playing his flute. Siman Rasa Rasarambhi Bansi Bhat Tatasthita Karsan Venu Sunair Gopi Gopinath Sriyastuna. Gopinath was calling the gopis standing underneath Bansi Bhat playing his flute. That Rasalila is Sarat, in Sarat Ritu, in spring season, in autumn season. But there is another Rasalila also in this spring season, this month of Chaitra Purnima. This is a month of Chaitra and Purnima. These Rasalilas happened near Gopina and near Govardhan Hill. There is Chandra Sarovar and surrounding areas. There is Chandra Sarovar and surrounding India, Padamakhandi, all these areas. In spring season, Krishna's Rasalila pastimes were happening on those areas. So this is, today is also Basant Ras. This is called Basant Ras, and other is Sarat Ras. So today is also a special day. Krishna also performs Rasalila pastimes with his gopis. If you go to Govardhan Parikrama, you see in Govardhan, just before, little before Puchari, there is one temple on Govardhan, small temple. It's called Luk Dauji. When Krishna was performing his pastimes with Radha and with his gopis, Balaram was hiding and looking. Such wonderful rasa dance pastimes Krishna was performing surrounding Govardhan Hill, near Govardhan Hills in Chandra Sarovar area. So I mention all these things. So I stop here. Any question or comment? Srila Prabhupada ki? Okay.